the Mishneh Torah by Maimonides. This monumental work is the compilation of the oral law of the Torah, from Moses until the completion of the Talmud. The Mishneh Torah concludes with two chapters on the seven Torah commandments for Gentiles, the children of Noah, and two chapters on the future Messianic king from the house of David and the Messianic era. The Mishneh Torah begins with the Book of Knowledge, which includes the foundations of the Torah faith revealed through Moses, which every person should know, the unity of God, blessed be He, and the universal prohibition against worshipping false gods. I'd like to share with you the following translation from Chapter 1. The foundation of all foundations and the pillar of wisdom is to know that there is a primary being who brought into being all existence. All the beings of the heavens, the earth, and what is between them came into existence only from the truth of His being. If one would imagine that He does not exist, no other being could possibly exist. If one would imagine that none of the entities aside from Him exist, He alone would continue to exist, and the nullification of their existence would not nullify His existence, because all the other entities require Him, and He, blessed be He, does not require them, or any one of them. Therefore, the truth of His being does not resemble the truth of any of their beings. This is implied by the prophet's statement in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10, "And God, your Lord, is true." That is, He alone is true, and no other entity possesses truth that compares to His truth. This is what is meant by the Torah's statement in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 35, "There is nothing else aside from Him." That is, aside from Him, there is no true existence like His. This entity is the God of the world and the Lord of the entire earth. Anyone who presumes that there is another God transgresses the negative commandment and denies the fundamental principle of faith, because this is the great principle of faith upon which all depends. This God is one. He is not two or more, but one, unified in a manner which surpasses any unity that is found in the world. That is, He is not one in the manner of a general category which includes many individual entities, nor one in the way that the body is divided into different portions and dimensions. Rather, He is unified, and there exists no unity similar to His in this world. If there were many gods, they would have body and form, because like entities are separated from each other only through the circumstances associated with body and form. Were the Creator to have body and form, He would have limitations and definition, because it is impossible for a body not to be limited. Any entity which itself is limited and defined possesses only limited and defined power. Since God, blessed be His name, possesses unlimited power, we see that His power is not the power of a body. Since He is not a body, the circumstances associated with bodies that produce division and separation are not relevant to Him. Therefore, it is impossible for Him to be anything other than one. The knowledge of this concept is implied in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, God is our Lord, God is one." Moses, our teacher, asked that the existence of the Holy One, blessed be He, be distinguished in his mind from the existence of other entities, to the extent that he would know the truth of His existence as it is in its own right. He, blessed be He, replied to Moses that it is not within the potential of a living man, a creature of body and soul, to comprehend this matter in its entirety. Nevertheless, He, blessed be He, revealed to Moses matters which no other man had known before him, nor would ever know afterward. For more information, you can send an email through our website, asknoah.org.